The United Nations is welcoming reports that the Syrian government and opposition have agreed to allow civilians to leave the old city of Homs, an area that has been cut off from humanitarian aid for more than a year. Nathan Morley reports.
Syria's state-run news agency says the deal covers innocent civilians, including women and children and the elderly. The agreement was also reported to include a plan to provide humanitarian assistance to civilians living in the old city. While the official media report said that the deal was with the United Nations, language in the UN statement welcoming the news did not refer to the organization's direct involvement. UN Humanitarian Chief Valerie Amos welcomed word of the humanitarian pause, saying it would allow civilians to leave and for the delivery of essential aid for around 2,500 people. Separately, delays regarding Syria's chemical weapons elimination and destruction program are not insurmountable, according to a top UN official. Sigrid Kaag is the special coordinator of the joint mission of the Organization of the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons.
Intermediate milestones ideally should have been met. They have not been met. There are delays. What we are now doing is to ensure that a plan will be available against which further benchmarking can take place that allows for planning, preparation, swift implementation. We also know there is an acceleration of effort and there can be an intensification of effort. And that is our call and that is also what we state and what we work on with the Syrian authorities. There's a clear expectation.
Ms. Kaag said she will be travelling to Syria to work with her team to ensure that everything is done from verification to inspection. For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley reporting.